After almost 50 years representing Vermont in the U.S. Senate, Patrick Leahy is stepping down. The 81-year-old senator announced Monday he will not seek re-election next year. Leahy's decision could have ripple effects up and down the ballot next year. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, his retirement represents the beginning of a generational transition in Vermont politics.
There's some sadness, Connor Casey says, that Senator Patrick Leahy is passing the torch. But he says it's hard not to get excited about who's going to reach out and grab it.
For the political junkie in Vermont, this is a seismic shift in Vermont politics.
Casey, the former director of the Vermont Democratic Party and a veteran campaign strategist, says a rare opening in the federal delegation will be too tantalizing for many politicians to resist.
You have a lot of folks waiting in the wings. And, you know, once you have one spot open up, which you do now, the dominoes start to fall.
And now Vermonters will get to watch where and how they tumble. Will Representative Peter Welch run to replace Leahy? If so, will he face off against a well-known Democrat in the primary, or will prospective candidates cede Senate ground to Welch and battle it out for his seat in the House? Caledonia County Senator Joe Benning is ready to break out the popcorn.
The slugfest, if you will, that is going to open up as a result of his decision will probably be one of the most interesting things to watch in my political career.
Benning, a Republican, says he isn't aware at this early stage of GOP candidates who might make a bid for Leahy's seat. A spokesperson for Governor Phil Scott said Monday that there's zero chance he'll run for Congress next year. On the Democratic side, trial balloons are already floating. Senate President Pro Tem Becca Ballant, Chittenden County Senator Keisha Ram Hinsdale, and Lieutenant Governor Molly Gray have all expressed interest in running for a spot in Vermont's congressional delegation. Ballant declined to discuss her electoral plans with VPR on Monday. Gray said it's too early to discuss the next election. Ram Hinsdale says her plans depend a lot on what Welch, who declined to comment to VPR on Monday, decides to do.
There are a lot of other variables, including the plans of one and only and very accomplished congressman.
Mia Schultz is president of the Rutland area branch of the NAACP. She says she reads Leahy's retirement as an acknowledgement that Vermont needs new kinds of leaders in Washington, D.C.
And we're ready. I think the world is ready for different representation for the future.
Schultz, who until recently served as chair of the Bennington Town Democratic Committee, says Vermont's congressional delegation has, up until this point, been all white and all male. Schultz says Vermonters should seize this congressional opening as an opportunity to better represent underserved constituencies.
And what that means to me is who can represent black and brown communities, queer communities, communities with disabilities, and really invest in all of us. And represent us.
The issue of representation will figure prominently over the next 12 months, and that's because Vermont stands out as the only state in the nation that hasn't sent a woman to Congress. Bradford Representative Sarah Copeland Hanzus went to the State House on Monday morning to watch Leahy make his announcement in person. VPR asked Copeland Hanzus if she has an early favorite to fill the congressional delegation spot that his departure creates.
No, but I'm sure she'll be reaching out momentarily.
That choice of pronouns was intentional, Copeland Hanzus says. The one requirement she has of her next congressperson is their gender, and not just because Vermont hasn't sent a woman to Congress yet.
It's because I think that one of the things that has made Montpelier work really well for Vermonters over the last decade is the number of women in leadership.
Diane Derby worked as a field representative for Leahy for 10 years before she retired from that post earlier this year. She says Leahy's announcement signals a broader transition for Vermont, given the age of his D.C. colleagues. Bernie Sanders is 80 and Peter Welch is 74.
You know, in the not-too-distant future, we're going to have three new members of Congress in D.C. and Vermont. And it's really going to be important to fill their shoes. Not that you really fill their shoes.
Derby says Vermont's ability to navigate its loss of seniority in D.C. in the coming years will hinge on their successor's acclimation to the congressional ecosystem.
I think the key is really going to be hit the ground running and get to know how things work down there and really step it up fast.
First, though, they'll have to hit the campaign trail. And if conventional wisdom holds true, they can expect a lot of traffic along the way. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.